Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's a Monday, and we're here to do Monday things.
What were you talking about?
Oh, do you like that?
I love it.
It was cute, right?
It's our first day with the new intro.
Yep. Big thanks to Eric Skyhawk, Van Skyhawk.
Van Skyhawk.
We call him Skyhawk for short. He made that. He always does really good stuff. Like he did the TMS theme. He did the App Slappy theme.
Yeah.
He did like...
He's a pro, man.
Whole hand, the old ELR stuff. Like he was... had a hand in all that thing.
He's an OG.
It's because he's so good at it and the perfect collaboration person.
Collaborator.
He hears something and goes, hey, I could make music out of that. And he did it.
I feel like there's some people that can just like hear music in everything.
Are you not that person?
I am not.
I can't do that either. I mean, I kind of can. I don't know. I've always been kind of like musical,
I feel the same way where I'm like, yeah, I could, but I don't just hear things the way some people do.
Yeah. What does it say about us?
No, I don't know.
Nothing important.
Nothing. Doesn't say anything.
Yeah, you may have noticed Carter's wearing a spiked collar here.
It's a choker.
A choker. Do you want to explain your why? What do we like about that?
I just like spikes.
She likes spikes. She has a leather jacket with spikes on it. Here's the funny thing. If you meet Carter in person or you see her across the room or something, you might go, oh, she looks like trouble.
I'm a troublesome youth.
She's nothing like that. It's all bullcrap.
It's not bullcrap. I'm not like a poser or anything. I just...
No, I don't mean you're a poser. You really do like this look. You just aren't the stereotype that people assign to you.
Yeah.
And it's funny to me because you're at once... it's kind of arresting. You see it and go, oh, we're in trouble now. This girl here is nothing but trouble. And then you find out that she wants to save spiders and wants to pet your dog.
What's funny about it is the right people are a little bit scared of me. The people that like you kind of want to be scared of you.
Yeah.
Like racists.
What? Well, I mean, why would a racist be afraid of you though?
In spikes? I look like I could beat them up and that I'm liberal and I like to beat up Nazis.
I see. You don't like the Nazis, do
Don't
you?
Like the Nazis.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
So I feel like this gives me a good vibe that deters certain people, but other people that I want to be around me dig.
The Wraith in the chat says, this is resting trouble face. What do you think of that? You like that?
Hoodlum.
RTF. I have RBF. You have RTF.
And RTS.
Locus.
A fun video game.
Locus Raven says, SLC Punk vibes. You ever seen SLC Punk, the movie?
No, but there's...
You should.
There's a bunch of SLCs.
Are you all right? Do we need to reset you? Like a reboot? What was that?
I don't know. I was going to say, SLC Punk is like a thing in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
They organize like a lot of concerts and stuff.
But it is an actual movie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's got Matthew Lillard in it.
Lillard.
You know him from...
Matthew Lillard.
What's it?
He's Scooby-Doo. Or not Scooby-Doo. He's Shaggy in Scooby-Doo. Lillard.
You almost called him Shaggy Doo. Don't do that.
Lillard.
Oh, yeah. And he was in Hacker. He's in all sorts of things. Yeah. Scream.
He's in Five Nights at Freddy's.
He's in something. That's what it was. Yep. Five Nights at Freddy's.
He looks super creepy in that.
Yeah. Do you have any desire to see that?
I already saw it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you hated horror movies. What happened there?
It's not the same kind of horror movie.
What do you mean?
It was silly and fun and stupid.
Was he good in it? He's older now.
Yeah. He was great in it.
Yeah.
He was probably the best part. Josh Hutcherson was pretty good.
He's
such a weirdo.
How do I know that kid? Hold on, don't tell me. Frick. The Katniss Everdeen business.
Yes. Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
At least you knew what it was.
And then prior to that, I remember him from not Jumanji, but the space game that was like Jumanji.
Oh, my favorite one. That one I like more than Jumanji.
Zathura. Oh, someone in the chat just got it too. Yes, Zathura. Yeah, Thank you, slide 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A lot of people think this is controversial, but I like Zathura way better than Jumanji.
Why?
The originals.
Why? Explain yourself.
It's better.
You mean better than the newer ones or better than the...
Than the old one.
The old Jumanji.
The old Jumanji's fun. Like, it's silly and whatever, but yeah. I feel like Zathura had a better thing going for it. I don't even know how to explain
it. I like Zathura.
It had more heart.
It was good. And it tanked is the problem.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like it in retrospect. I don't think that movie gets a revival the way Jumanji did.
Jumanji had definitely like a major like nostalgia following. Yeah. And I think Zathura didn't get that. But I think Zathura is a better movie.
Yeah. Willy's Wonderland is like Five Nights, but has Nick Cage. Sasquatch, I've seen Willy's Wonderland. If Five Nights at Freddy's is like Willy's Wonderland, I don't think I'm going to see Five Nights at Freddy's.
You should see it. It's fun. It's stupid.
Because Willy's Wonderland is really bad.
It's a kid's horror thing. Like, it's exactly how it should be.
I wanted to like it. I tried. I just couldn't like it. They were trying to make me like it. You know movies when they try to make you like it?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, it's just edgy enough or just goofy enough or just whatever they think it is.
If you say you don't like it, then you're not cool.
Yeah, it pisses me off. Chad Crowder says, isn't Zathura directed by Favreau? Yeah, John Favreau.
Oh, is he? Mm-hmm. That might be why it's so good.
Maybe. Guy makes good movies.
That's a fantastic movie. It's good.
Except people don't like that Lion King remake. He made that. How you feel about that?
I just don't understand making a movie that's entirely animated to look like it's realistic when you already have an animated movie.
They must have market data that suggests people have nostalgia for a thing that if it goes live action, they're going to flock to it. Kind of like your Airbender business that's about to hit or already did. I guess
it did. It was like a couple days ago.
Did you watch it with your friends?
No, I haven't yet.
Are you gonna?
I think so.
Do you have any expectation for it to
be
good?
No, I expect it to be bad.
Why?
Because I've already seen some stuff and it looks bad.
All you've seen is trailers.
No, I've seen people online and I'm going to watch it. Heart open.
All right. You're willing to give it a try?
I have some doubts.
What do you guys think? Has anybody seen it yet? Is Aang in there doing air things?
Doing the air bending.
Do they got the big dog, the big floating dog again?
Appa?
Yeah, you
He's
got
Sky Bison.
Sky Bison. He's in there.
Dad.
What else you got? You got Fire Nation. You got the water people.
I struggle with the whole like, oh, we're going to make it live action to make it more applicable to adults. And I'm like, or just like, adults need to get over it and watch cartoons.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I think it's fine. Like, I saw no need for a Little Mermaid remake.
No.
None.
I didn't see a need. But I've heard, what's her bucket who plays Little Mermaid? What's her name?
She's good.
Oh, my gosh.
Except have you noticed how far apart her eyes are? I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's like the Furiosa girl.
Yes. They have like the really far.
They're almost out on the side.
They look like
geckos.
They look like that lizard from Rango.
Yeah, the gecko.
You know what I'm talking about?
Rango's a gecko.
The girl, though, from that.
Oh, I don't know that
one. You should look it up because you'll know what I mean as soon as you see it.
And again, I don't mean this is not judging people's looks.
They're both those actresses are gorgeous.
They're beautiful.
But they do
That's part of what makes them beautiful is they're very unique looking.
Yes, very unique.
Okay, what am I looking for? Django girl?
Rango girl.
Oh, what I say, Django?
Yeah.
That isn't going to work.
Rango.
Girl lizard. All right, let's take a look here. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see this. Here, let's put it up for the people.
Yes. Like, just kind of like far, I don't know, far apart, I guess.
Say fart.
Fart.
Okay, there she is. Yeah, that looks like, that's Anya Taylor-Joy's distance.
Yeah.
She has them all spread out. Like I wonder if she has to do anything special. She goes to like a lens crafters. Do you think she has to like
have special glasses?
Well, not just they have to especially make the bridge
Actually,
part.
Actually, you're probably right because like your pupil distance, whatever the hell that's called,
your pupae,
that affects your like prescription.
Your pupa? What's a pupa? Oh, that's a baby fly or a worm.
A pupa is like, the little grubby that becomes whatever. The insect.
Yeah.
Like bees have pupa and
bees have pupa.
Yeah.
I thought bees had. Wait a minute. This word
is. Tell us what you think bees have.
Bees have. No, drones. They can grow into drones. What am I thinking of?
Pupa.
No, it isn't pupa. It's something else. It's not bee pupa, is it?
Yeah, there's bee pupa.
Bee pupa.
Bee pupa.
Wasp. It's starting to sound really wrong.
It's not good.
Bee pupa.
Bee pupa.
All right. Well, enough of that nonsense. Quick thing. Hmm. So we've already titled today's episode. What's it called? Let's see.
What did you title it?
You Stole My Candy.
Oh. So
could you want to explain time. What happened? Because
would you like to explain?
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you from my perspective you can add to it. All right. So Carter, as you know, she's living here right now, works from home. And sometimes like today you're at the office.
She works
at the University of Utah. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. And there was one day, I think you were even home.
I was home.
Were you home?
Or I think I must have been out with like my friends or something.
Yeah, you were with mom or something.
I was out and about.
She's always doing stuff with her friends.
It wasn't a work day.
No. I went to her room and I was looking for something. Something, maybe the cat or something.
I think you were looking for candy.
No, the dog. I had to put the dog away or something.
You
she has
know
a dog
I
kennel
have candy
in there.
In my room.
That's not what I went in there to look for. But while I was putting the dog away in the kennel, I noticed on the kennel of all places.
For context, the kennel. It's a big kennel,
it's like
I put like an IKEA table on top of it and use it as like, I put like some jewelry there and some like other stuff, like a little vanity desk kind of thing.
It's some real.
It's utilizing the space I have because I don't have a lot of space.
It's some real Mad Max business in there.
All right. That's fine.
It is fine. Actually, I like Mad Max, as you know. So I go in there and I'm putting the dog away and I notice out of the corner of my eye, I spied out of my wee little eye. That's not how that goes. I spy with my little eye.
My wee little eye.
With my wee beady eyes, I saw a wrapped, unopened.
A brand new.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
The two-pack one. The regular. I guess it's just the regular one, but it's like a two-pack guy.
Not Tupac. Let's not get it confused.
No. Very different.
California. Anyway, so I get that thing and I see it and I go, oh.
Oh, I shouldn't have sugar.
I know, I really
should. And
shouldn't
I am like
this.
Diagnosed with a bunch of stuff that tells me, hey, doc, like, you know, she says don't have sugar.
I just got back from a really good, we talked about this last week. I had a really good numbers.
But that's because you're not supposed to eat sugar.
No, I understand that. And I've been okay about it. But I can once in a while have a little treaty treat. And
not
I see
mine.
This. Okay. But I see it there and I go, oh, I'm gonna open that. And I'm just going to eat half.
You're just going to eat the one cup.
The one cup.
And then he ate both cups.
And then I ate both cups.
The worst thing is that you left the evidence. Did you leave the outer wrapper, you left the cup wrappers, the little black wrappers that go around the actual peanut butter cup. You left it on my desk for me to find.
Well, not just that. I left the little white platform they said.
Yeah,
on.
You left every part of this package.
Yeah, all evidence was left.
Which
at
means
the scene.
That you scarfed it in my room.
Yeah. Now,
like
why
a
I,
creature.
Why I left that stuff, I don't know. I have this theory, though. Had I taken those wrappers with me, you'd never notice.
I don't know. I probably would have, because I was looking for it that day when
no,
I came home. Because I
was not.
Yes, I was.
I think you forgot.
And
you
I
had
know
it.
That I was looking for it because me and my friends. I remember now. Me and my friends went to the store, mm-hmm. and I saw peanut butter cups, and I was like, "Oh my gosh! You can ask Alicia, my friend and roommate.
I trust her.
She was
her.
With me. I was like, "Oh man, I have peanut butter cups. I can't wait. I'm going to go home and eat them.
Yeah.
That's when I looked for them and found the wrappers. And if I hadn't found the wrappers, I would have walked out and been like, has anyone seen these? Maybe I lost them. Maybe I wouldn't have blamed you. But you left the wrappers.
Well, what if I'd have taken... Now, if I would have taken it, taken the wrappers, and you would have come out in the kitchen and said, someone took my thing.
Or I can't find it or something.
I would admit to it. I would have. I would have. Why do you think I would have fibbed about
we'll
that?
We'll never know.
No. Well, maybe... See, this is how honest I am. I just leave my tracks. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to give me beef. Here's the thing, though. I have no problem getting you a replacement.
You have to get me two replacements.
No, I don't.
Yeah, remember?
That's not how the math works.
That was
works.
How the deal worked.
What?
I got mad at you and you said, I'll give you two. And I was all right, that's the deal.
I was just trying to calm you down in the moment. I'll do that though.
You owe me two.
I'll get you two putter cups.
You're not supposed to eat them.
I'll get three. One
you
for
also
me.
Have gone in my room in search of candy. Nope. I keep cookies or candy or whatever in my room. I don't eat them very often, but I keep them away from you.
This is not true.
You walked in and stole my Oreos.
When?
Months ago. These Oreos were hidden too. You went and searched.
You're talking about the really thin
like
ones?
A little rat.
The little thin ones? They have like, you know what? You know why those are great?
Why?
They have like a gram of sugar per disc.
That's incorrect.
Or something
There's
tiny.
No way.
It's something tiny.
No,
here.
I'm pretty sure they're equally as bad. And the worst part is you eat more because they're so thin.
Thin Oreos. Sugar content. This is so dumb. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. Chocolate sandwich cookies. here's your product information. Calories per serving, 4 cookies is a serving. Okay. 140 calories per serving. Not bad for 4 cookies. Total
That's
grams.
That's so much.
Hold on to your butt. No, it's not. 140 is nothing. Hold on. Where's the
140
sugar
of pure sugar.
Hold on. It is not. 12 grams per serving. So 12 divided by 4 is what?
3.
So 3 grams per thing.
But then you eat 10 of them.
Oh, I had like 2 of them is all I did. That's all I did.
The point is you're a thief and a liar.
Whatever. I'm buying you peanut butter hoo-ha.
I'm not letting it go.
Okay. Well, the point is, I don't even know what the point is. I admit it fully. I ate your candy.
Yeah, it was rude.
You weren't home. But guess what? When you were little, every Halloween, I took you out into the cold night.
Yet.
Knock on every door, bing bong every...
And then you would steal that candy.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you would.
No. I had your brother's candy, your sister's candy, occasionally your candy, but I would eat theirs. Because you didn't want any meat in yours or something.
I don't know why you're going down this weirdo rabbit hole. You're digging your own grave.
All right. Fine. I'm getting you new ones.
I know. You All brought right. it up.
All right. It's just a thing I thought we should clear the air on.
Yeah. We're going to fight later about it.
We're going to have fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs.
Speaking of candy, somebody wrote in about your circus peanuts. Do you want to hear about this?
Yes, I would love to hear
By the
about
way, we get this
peanuts.
On our text line, which is live right now. If you want to send us stuff while we're on the air, the number's right there on the screen. If you're at home and you're listening to the audio version of this, you can call 801-471-0462 or leave a text there. Either voicemail or text is fine. I'm going to read this text. It says, hey, guys, just listen to the first Monday show. This was a little while back. It's very entertaining and well done. And as to the regular orange circus peanuts, I'm pretty sure they are bubblegum flavored. All the best, Tony from Chicago. What do you think of that?
They don't really taste like bubblegum. Maybe they're bubblegum flavored, but I would not eat that and then bubblegum and be like, yes, these are the same.
I haven't had one in so long, I couldn't tell you what it was like. I haven't stolen any of yours lately. You haven't had any to steal. And I wouldn't anyway.
As far
they're
as
terrible.
You know,
those are so gross.
They're so delicious.
No, they're the worst things on the planet.
They're amazing.
Here's another one. You ready? This is about video games. This is for you.
All right.
Hey, Scott and Carter, longtime listener of several Frog Pants podcasts. I have a question for Carter. What is her 5 favorite video games that she has played? Also, Scott, did you know that Minecraft's other world is approximately 9 million times larger than the Earth's surface area? I didn't know that.
That's cool.
Love all the shows. Thank you for sharing it with us. Signed, Anonymous. We didn't get a name. What are your top 5? Go.
Anon-Amos.
Anon-Amos. What? Can you not think of any?
I was just listening to the soundtrack today. Bastion.
Bastion, number one. She loved Bastion.
I wouldn't put these in any like number
no
order.
Particular order. That's
no
fine.
No particular order.
It's fine. Bastion.
Top 5.
Okay. Bastion.
Papers, Please.
Papers, Please. I'm with you on that.
Thomas Was Alone.
So far, I love all 3 of these.
Shoot.
Machinarium on there?
Yeah, Machinarium's on there.
4, what's number 5? You got a Zelda, you got a Mario, you got a...
Oh, man. My problem with video games is a lot of my...
Baldur's Gate 3, which you're in the middle of playing?
If I'm talking like pure video game, it's different than if I'm talking like video game experience.
I don't know what that...
Because like... Growing up, me and Taylor used to play Wind Waker all the time. Zelda, Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker.
Best Zelda still to this
So
day.
Good.
Those new ones are cool, but give me...
And like, I love that game because it was like
Wind
something me
life.
And Taylor would play together, me and my sister. So it's like, I wouldn't necessarily call it the best video game I've ever played, but I loved that experience. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. But it's also an amazing game and would be fine on anyone's top 5
yes.
list. But what else would you...
I don't know.
You gotta have a number 5. Ew, that's gross. That's your teeth.
We'll get let a me new think. Crown. Wait. I have to think about it. Talk about your crown while I think about this.
No.
All right.
They already know. I have a crown. I have to get a new crown.
I'll think about it. I don't know.
I'm dreading it.
But those 4 are pretty solid. I'm not sure.
Okay. No 5th. BG3 is pretty good.
It is very good. I'm enjoying it greatly. I'm getting close to the end.
You wouldn't put it in your top 5?
I don't know. I've played a lot of video games.
I know. That's a problem I have. People always ask for my top 5. It's almost impossible. There's just
it's
too many
so
games.
Hard.
I can tell you right now that I am completely I've done this already, been multiple times, but I am once again...
Ooh, unpacking, sorry.
Oh, unpacking in your top five.
At least close to the top five.
Oh my gosh.
That game is gorgeous and beautiful.
I loved I loved it too. We have similar tastes in games.
I cried in that game.
I didn't cry, but I knew you would. I played it and went, oh, Carter's going to have a little emotional attachment to this thing.
It was the one level. It hurt me.
I'm playing No Man's Sky again, or as I like to call it, Nomansky.
Nomansky.
Man, that game is so good now. It is so good.
I'm sure.
Massive.
Have you played their other game, the Hello Games?
Yes, studio? I love that little one.
Is it called Last Campfire?
Last Campfire.
It is.
Fantastic.
So cute.
You looking forward to their new one?
Yeah.
Light No Fire.
Excited.
Oh, they like fire, I guess. I don't know. Well, I guess they're saying don't light the fire. I don't know.
Don't light no fire.
That's a ways off, so we won't have to worry about it for a while. Anyway, thanks for that text. That was awesome.
I was going to ask. Sorry. Speaking of Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
I'm getting somewhat close to finishing my first campaign or like run through of it.
Yeah.
And I have been thinking about possibly streaming a second run through.
Oh, really?
With like possible like chat input, like deciding things. So look forward to that.
Chat input. Oh, people in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you like roll a new character and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You play. You should get your friends to play.
My friends do play. We're working on trying to do like a four-man
thing. Yeah, do a co-op stream.
I don't think they'll want to be on stream.
Why?
Because they're all awkward, like me.
But you're awkward.
Yeah, but I was raised with a podcaster.
That's true. You were.
That's the difference.
Most of your life too, right? When did I start doing this? 2004.
You started
in earnest. Well, in earnest. Before that, it was like MP3s on a website. But when it started getting called a thing, I was doing it. And so you would have been
seven.
So most of your life.
Most of my life.
Most of my life at this point. No, wait.
Same year that I started at that dentist that we still go to.
That I'm going to. I'm going to tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Fix your teeth.
Here's one. Been out of the loop. What WTF is the Monday show? Well, just listen.
It's this.
Yeah, it's this. Welcome. It's what we're doing here. Who is this? They don't give a name. How can I answer this person properly? They just sent this just now, too. They're out there watching. It's a show with me and
Carter.
It's a show
that's on Mondays.
We're related. I'm her dad.
Yes. She's my daughter.
Father.
Father.
We have a lot of stuff to say, so that's why we're saying it.
We're both absolute ADHD disasters.
Kind of, yeah. Undiagnosed. We got a dissenting opinion from the chat. Somebody wrote, circus peanuts are artificial banana flavored. What do you think of that?
I could see that more than bubblegum, but it's still like not exactly.
It's still a chemical bomb you shouldn't put in your mouth.
I still think it's like, it's kind of its own flavor. I don't know. I've never had anything else that tastes quite like circus peanuts.
It's like putting your tongue in.
I have smelled it though. There are like candles sometimes. And I'm like, that smells like a circus peanut.
It's like the inside of Willy Wonka's ear if you put your tongue in there.
Probably. That sounds right.
Yeah. Same color and everything.
Ooh.
Gross, right? There's one. How about this one? These just come rolling in. I love it.
No, it's great.
Anise Bears. I don't know what that is.
Anise Bears.
Anise Bears. A-N-I-S-E Bears. Oh, these are... I
like
know what
anise,
these are.
Like the plant?
No, look here. See that?
That looks... Oh, it's black licorice bears.
Black licorice bears.
They're the sugar-coated one. Salt-coated, right?
Absolute nightmare-flavored flavor. I hate it.
I have had one black licorice in my life that I actually enjoyed, and it was a chocolate-covered one in Iceland.
Really?
And it was really good.
See, the worst I've ever had was Icelandic licorice, and they sent it to us.
They have some dark...
Oh, it's terrible.
Licorices that are gross.
It's so bad.
But I'm not saying Icelandic licorice is good.
Licorice. I like red.
I'm just saying I had the only black licorice I've ever liked was in Iceland.
I like whatever Twizzlers are.
You like black Twizzlers?
No, just Twizzlers.
Oh, that's red licorice.
Yeah. I don't even think they're licorice though. They're just like candy strings.
Yeah, basically.
But whatever Americanized thing that is, that's what I got.
I think red vines are better than Twizzlers.
I think that's a fair.
Oh, those Twizzlers, little like pull ones, the ones that like pull apart in little strings. Those are the king. Those are fantastic.
Look how cute this is.
Oh, a kitty.
Yeah, it's a kitty. That same person just sent a kitty.
I love that.
Let's see if I have their name.
I feel like this is our
payment. Oh, this is Ambassador Domo, and that is Fluffer.
Fluffer.
Yeah.
So cute. I'm going to sneeze.
Fluffer is an actual job, and we are not going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
You do? How do you know what that is?
Because I have been on the internet since I was like 10 years old.
I keep finding out these things my kids know, and it always makes me sad. You know what? The thing I said the other day, and we're not going to say what it was, but you remember everyone was over and we're having dinner, and I said a word that starts with a B. Here, I'll be mute.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And you guys all made a face like, oh my gosh.
Why did
Do you know when I learned that? Or when I knew what that was actually was?
What?
That was maybe 2 years ago.
Well, you were a sheltered little child.
You guys and your freaking...
I don't know when I learned that. That's just the thing. I absorb knowledge. And it, some of it's not great.
No, I agree. Get off the internet, Carter. Sedona Sam says, hello, Sedona Sam here. I'm on Team Circus Peanuts.
Yay! Finally, someone who knows, who gets it.
You really shouldn't. Okay, here's Jordan is the one that asked what the show is. He just saw it pop in his feed. Oh. And then he went on to say, rubber peanuts are awful. Garbage grandparents candy. Give me the Werther's originals. What are rubber peanuts? Is he saying circus peanuts?
I think
are
he
rubber?
Might be saying circus peanuts.
Okay.
I also like Werther's originals. I like old people candy.
I don't like hard candy, like the kind my grandma used to put in a jar.
I do, to a degree. Well, it's not my favorite.
You don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I do.
Hold on.
Are you talking about like the ribbon candies, or are you talking about like the little hard boys?
Grandma. Here, let's look it up. Yeah, they know. They know what's up.
Oh, dude, those little strawberry ones were so good.
Well, those I can deal with. The strawberry ones and the little packages. Well, grandmas have those.
The problem with that, those candies, like I've had all of those kinds of candies. The problem with them is that they would get dumped in a bowl and sit out for months.
And become a solid object.
Become one thing.
Yeah. You don't want that. Also, those were terrible on teeth. My sister has like 5 gold fillings or gold crowns that are all from this.
You and your sister have awful teeth.
We have bad teeth.
Awful teeth.
It's because my mom didn't give a crap about us growing up.
Can you see that?
I know, but you didn't. Hold on. Let me show people. Here. Do it again. Can you guys see it? She did this on purpose.
Well, kind of.
Two reasons.
So I needed to get
a
crown.
They last forever. She needed a crown either way.
And it cost almost the same to get this versus porcelain. And the dentist was like, well, people like the porcelain because it's white and you can't tell. And I was like, I like gold teeth. That sounds cool.
You want a whole grill, don't you?
No.
If all your teeth went bad, you would.
Well, yeah. But if like, if I had like one or two, like I like the idea of like a couple, like a little pirate kind of thing going on.
But then you would really intimidate people because you'd have a spiked collar, a gold grill.
Yeah, but the real ones would know what's up.
The real ones.
I've somehow made friends like this. So let's, you know,
I understand.
There's people out there.
Truly.
There's people for everyone.
Let's see. Fluffer has a brother named Nutter. So we got a Fluffer Nutter.
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
It's cute, except Nutter on his own is a little less cute.
Why? It's cute, isn't it? What is it? Why? Does that mean something I don't know?
No, I just think Nutter, it's like a crazy,
like a Nutter
like
butter.
A little crazy person.
Like another candy thing.
Yeah, but like just Nutter.
All right, now we got somebody, we have somebody standing for, what is this? Saltwater taffy, but I don't know. I've never seen it in this form.
Ooh,
look at this.
I love saltwater taffy.
Why are they all skinny? They're supposed to be in balls or whatever.
They almost look like caramels.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd buy it. I don't know if I want
no,
these.
No, normally they come in like little rounds or like kind of fat
cylinders. That one right there?
Cylinders.
That looks like peanut butter and banana. I do miss some kinds of candy.
I love taffy. It gets stuck in my teeth. It's great.
The only kind I don't really miss is peanut butter cups because I can go steal yours anytime I feel like it.
I'm getting better at hiding them. That's all you're doing.
I believe you. We have another one. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
Saw this in the background of the video and thought it looked funny. All right, let's see what we got here. I'll play this. Should I play this? I think it's a clip.
Is it going to be inappropriate?
I don't know. Let's find out. If we said it, I guess. I don't know.
Why did you
say
that?
Do you know when I learned that? Or when I knew what that was actually
making
was?
Making out with the deer.
That was maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, it's amazing. You need to clip that.
So
you need to GIF it.
I have a nature doc or a nature on just a... 20-hour video that just plays nature footage behind me. Sometimes it's games.
It's very distracting. Like if you ever see me like looking over here, it's because there's something distracting happening.
Yeah, I'm just playing it back there. And at the time that this happened, for those listening only and not seeing it,
this deer,
a deer was licking my ear.
It looked like you're making out with a deer.
Well, deers are cool, man.
Would you make out with a deer?
That was from Thomas, by the way. He was not alone. What now? Would I make out with a deer?
given the opportunity.
Under what circumstances would I make out with a deer?
You're in Nara, Japan, where all those deer are.
I know. If you said to me...
And it's like, if you don't make out with this deer, you're going to die.
Okay. I would do it.
All right.
If it was like, your family will die, I'd do it. If it was me, there's no reason to die. Just make out with a deer. Big deal.
No. You're going to get some weird deer disease. But if it was like,
do you want $50, I wouldn't do it.
50?
Oh, no.
I might.
Really? In this economy?
In this economy? I'll pass it up $50.
Well, that's not going to help the housing market that's keeping you down.
Keeping you down.
Keeping you kids in high rent situations. Hmm. Oh, we got another one already. Man, you guys are on fire today. He says, back to the cats, he says he calls him King Nut sometimes. King Nut.
That's good. I like that.
I like it. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I love weird cat names.
Nothing wrong with weird cats. Here's another one from Luke. It says, I also had a question for Carter for the Monday show. When did she learn about the games industry that blew her mind? Did she have a no way moment? Thanks again, Luke. Did you ever have that?
I think my no way moment was just like, oh, I can just make stuff.
You could do it?
Well, I was so young when I really decided I wanted to do it. I think it was just like mind-blowing to be like, oh, this thing that exists that like, it seems like magic if you think about how these things are made.
Yeah.
The realization of like, oh, I can just do that.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping me. Yeah. There's no special anything.
That's true.
That was pretty mind-blowing.
I mean, you have to have determination and a desire to do it and that's some passion anything. For it, but that's anything, yeah.
It just felt like... I had never considered that you can just do stuff.
And that was it. So it wasn't like a game where you went, oh my gosh, I cannot believe the graphics or something.
No, there's never been anything that I've been like, wow, look how far we've come. Wow.
Okay. I do that sometimes. I see something and go, oh my gosh, where were we just 10 years ago? I do that.
I think I'm over it.
You're over it?
I think I'm over just like, oh wow, technology. It's like, yeah.
That's not. It doesn't seem like a very good attitude for an upcoming game designer. You got to embrace it, man.
I got that apocalypse mentality.
Yeah, you do. I'm going to help you with that over time. You're going to be less apocalyptic in your thinking. You know what you need to do?
I think it's a healthy attitude. Well, and it's that if the world's going to end, if everything, there's lots of stuff
it's not
that you
going
can
to,
control.
Continue, yeah.
There's lots of stuff you can control, but let's say there's, even with technology, it's like, yeah, that's going to advance. Despite me, like nothing I'm gonna
with or
do
without you
necessarily will change it
with or without you.
And so in my mind I'm like, yeah, like, okay,
yeah,
if a meteor was hurtling towards Earth and it's like we're all gonna die, it's so big, it's so crazy, nothing we can do, I'd probably be like, okay.
You'd be all right, you'd be cool.
It's not like I want to die, but it would be like we can't do anything.
There is something about that, like at the end of sorry, spoilers here, but at the end of Rogue One, when they're all, they've done their job,
like, right,
they've gotten the plans to the rebellion, they're all out there on the beach, the planet's being destroyed from space.
There's nothing you can do.
And all you can see is the bright light. What are you going to do?
You running away, there's nothing you can do.
I do think I would chill. I would just kind of go, all right. It'd
be a little bit relieving. Like, oh, cool.
All my burden's gone.
Yeah. Totally fine.
If I had a stomach ache earlier that day, I'd be just like, well, now it doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yeah. Doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, well, I'm about to be incinerated in seconds. I won't even feel it. We got a thing about Vegas and IDs. I think I may have told you about this, but I'm going to read this one officially.
Okay.
The ID thing will not be an issue in Las Vegas. Other states like New York and North Carolina also have the different orientation for the non-driving IDs. So the tall version of the driver's license, basically of the TikTok driver's license, because it's tall, it's...
Oh, portrait. I understand.
Yeah. Yep. Nobody in Vegas is going to look weird at it. They're going to know.
Yeah. I've had bouncers in Vegas
they're gonna
be
know.
Like, oh.
That reminds you of that meme. They're going to know.
How would they know?
How would they know?
Anyway.
They're going to know.
They're going to know.
I like that
one. Oh, speaking of Vegas, anyone who's messaged me on Discord or email or whatever about tattoos, I will get back to you soon.
You have to.
I know. It's been a little hectic.
Now you can't put that off.
Well, I've intended to. All right. I've just been really busy.
That's fair. It's totally fair. Another thing about driving for you. All right. Man, these are just coming like crazy. Monday show. I am a 40-year-old man that does not drive.
Oh.
I have a maxophobia, fear of driving. I didn't know it had a name. Did you?
Nope.
Well, now you didn't know. Now it does. It is way more common than people think. It's an estimated around 10 million Americans alone have it. Wow. Mine comes from trauma from a car accident when I was a child. Just wanted to share, JR. Well, that's good to know. Also, I get it. It can't be for everybody. It's just we have such a culture of like, yeah.
The U.S.
At 16, I'm going to get a car. It's the open road. It's we invented cars, man. We're into US it. The U.S.
and our lack of good public transit, our capitalistic view of let's all buy everything.
Yeah.
Let's make people buy stuff. And also like gas and all the upkeep and all the crap. Yeah, it's no, all a big major problem.
I get it. Nobody wants to do
it's a huge bummer going to another country and having really good public transit and being able to just go wherever you want without a car.
Yeah.
But and then coming back and being like, ugh.
Yeah, but you don't want to be one of those everything's greener on the other side.
No, I don't think everything's greener. I'm just saying it's a bummer when that is greener. And it's kind of sucks here in terms of public transit.
Yeah. So it depends on where you're at. Some cities have some pretty good stuff. We here, well, we do. We actually we have a pretty decent one. It's pretty decent.
But
for a big
until you go to these other countries that have really good ones and realize just how good it could be, it's a bit of a bummer.
I want those Japanese bullet trains that go faster.
Yeah, those are rad.
Sound or whatever they do. I love that.
The Korean subway system was one of like the easiest, coolest things to go around in.
Does it smell like kimchi, though?
No.
No?
It's very clean.
No, I want that. I like kimchi.
It does not.
I put kimchi in my chili today.
You? That's why you're farty.
No.
That's why you're geesty.
No, it's the chili.
It's both.
Kimchi is good
both
for your
guts.
Both
can be true.
Both can be true at the same time. All right, here's one. It says, on your February 5th show, you spoke about tarantulas. The article you were reading was about terrestrial and fossorial, which is burrowing tarantulas. Tarantulas.
Tarantulae.
I don't think that's correct.
I don't think so.
That's a fun thing to say, but I don't think that's it. There are also arboreal tarantulas who create amazing webs. Yeah, it says there are also different levels of tarantulas, beginner, intermediate, and experienced level. That sounds like BS.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting
trolled
getting
here a little
joked.
Bit. I think Carter would have fun with a tarantula pet. If you do, please do your research and feel free to reach out to me if you want any info. I have tarantulas and I've had them for 18 years and my wife and I have around 40 of them today.
That's so cool.
40 big ass hairy spiders. Your mom would lose it.
Here's the thing. I would love a tarantula pet. I cannot while living in this house because
you have too many pets.
That's the one pet that mom has disallowed. She let us have snakes. She let us have all kinds of rodents, birds, whatever. So many animals in this house. Tarantulas are the one thing she's like, no.
She won't do it.
It's because she's convinced that it will get out and eat her.
Well, she has actual arachnophobia.
There you go.
Jeez Louise. I have whatever it's called that you can't say that word very easily.
The brain fart.
He says, a big time listener of the Frog Pants World, loving the Monday show. And this is Danny. Well, Danny, he's in Canada, by the way.
Dan
from Canada. Yeah, we're never going to get those.
I will.
This does remind me of something, though. Can I bring up a thing?
Yeah, bring up a thing.
The porch smells like cat pee.
It does not smell like cat pee.
Yes, it does. It smells so much like cat pee. And I think it's because, well, let me just take a wild stab at it here. Carter keeps a cat on the front porch. I shouldn't say keeps it there.
She
feeds it.
A cat that was once stray.
Yeah.
And now she kind of lives on our porch.
She kind of lives there. At one point she had kittens and then came back and we never saw the kittens.
I'm assuming that someone took the kittens.
Maybe. I hope so.
Cats don't usually leave their kittens unless like they're gone.
Yeah, but this is a cat that pees on things.
I'm still convinced. Okay, here's the thing.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think she's peeing on stuff. I think that the other cats that visit the porch because there's food and also a cat there, they pee
on
stuff.
They're marking territory.
Because there's a big mean, well, he's not mean. There's a big giant Maine Coon.
He's huge.
That lurks about.
He looks like a nature cat that like Attenborough like would talk or about.
Yeah, like he's huge.
He looks like there should only be three of his species left in the wild.
He's what?
Are you going to sneeze? Keep it in. Hold on. Do what mom does.
No.
Do that thing.
No, stop.
Do it.
No.
Why? It works.
I want to sneeze.
No, you don't.
Yeah, stop. Anyway.
Kim used to do this thing in your face. When the kids would have to sneeze, she'd like click her nails like this in her face and it would stop you guys from sneezing. It stopped you now.
I want to sneeze.
Well, I know, but it still works.
It
is my
sucks
point.
Whenever you can't sneeze. Ugh.
Anyway. I think the cat's peeing on stuff. Well, here's the thing. We got Jim in our chat. He's in here now. I beat a bloke, brought me some cool stuff, brought a whole, in fact, I'm drinking one of the things he brought me. Very kind of him to do that. And we brought the bag in. We couldn't figure out why it smelled so bad. And it's because the cat peed on it. Or a cat peed on it.
The point is, I don't know what you want me to do about this situation because the cat can't come in.
Have a stray cat as a pet in the front porch.
She's not stray anymore.
But she lives in the cold outside in the pet, in the non house, on the outside of the house.
She's an outdoor cat.
Oh.
What do you want me to do? I can't bring her in. Well, she's happy. She doesn't want to go anywhere.
No, she goes places all the time. She goes out and hunts and stuff.
Yeah. I'm saying she doesn't want to go anywhere else. She's happy. She's good. She's also like a really good cat. And you want cats around your house because they eat all the mice and little things that try to get into your house.
Yeah. But when they start peeing on my porch so that my porch, when people come to my porch, go, oh my gosh, what happened here?
No one's doing that.
I did it.
But
yesterday.
That's because you.
And mom.
No. Well, yeah. Mom has crazy
what do you mean
smell.
To know?
Mom smells everything.
Mom can smell cat pee from two states over.
Point is, all you're doing right now is shaming me and not offering any kind of solution.
I'm not shaming you. That cat's just going to find a home upstate or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
You're going to find a home upstate.
Jim Jensen, who we were just talking about his stuff getting peed on, said, oh, he made rug broad fresh out of the oven.
Oh, the rug broad.
Oh, is that the rye
bread that I told you about? Is it good?
Let's have a look here, folks.
Ooh.
Look at that thing.
So fancy.
That's from Jim. I'm looking closely at the grain here. What do we have here?
It
almost
looks
like a brownie or something.
I wonder if it would do well here because of the humidity issue. Although it's pretty dry in Iceland.
So this is Icelandic, this
yes.
bread? Okay. Where did I hear about this?
But I told you about it last show.
Really?
Because we were talking about favorite foods from abroad.
Oh. I'd meant favorite foods from a lady.
Yeah, I thought I was trying to make that joke. I was trying to figure it out and I couldn't, and then you did it.
It's a terrible joke. No one says broad anymore.
Not broad over there.
Well, anyway, let's see. Thank you for that, Jim. And we're okay. I mean, you don't need to make a special trip for that, but I would eat it if it was here.
Do you think that our pets know our names?
No, I don't.
You don't think so?
No, I think they're stupid.
You don't think that like when I say, hey, dad, like Rainer looks at you like, oh, that's obviously him.
No, I think that they have instincts towards certain things. Like we had the baby over today, Nick's new little one, Ramona.
Rainer has weird instincts.
She loves babies. She wants to protect them.
But
she gets
the problem
all antsy
with that
around them.
Is that she tries to like wrap herself around them, and that's kind of dangerous.
It's kind of not good for infants, newborns. But still, her instinct is to protect the child.
Yes, and she's very
that stuff's
very
normal
sweet.
To me. But if I said to her, "Hey, that's Kim," she's not going to know this.
I'm just curious. Like, I wonder if they kind of
know
because they know their names.
Here's what I want to do: we need a technology to let me just briefly for a minute. Go into the brain of animals or babies.
Specifically Rainer's brain.
Anything, really. I want to just be in there for a minute and then pull me out
on.
And I can go, okay, well, here's what they think. And it's on this level and here's what they understand.
Yeah, because they would do it with you first.
Yeah.
If they had that technology.
Yeah, of
They'd
course.
Be like, Scott Johnson
Give me a call.
Of the Frog Pants Network, we need your help.
Yeah, we need your brain and we need your inquisitive nature. Like, I want to get in the head of your stupid cat to see if that cat did pee on my stuff.
She is... I thought you meant Deckard.
No, Deckard's... I don't care what
Don't Deckard call Deckard means. Stupid. He's not stupid.
He's not stupid.
He's very smart.
He's smart and he's rude.
He's so sweet.
And rude.
He doesn't like you.
Whatever. I petted him today and he was like purring.
Then why is he rude?
Well, it just depends on the day.
He had never scratched you once.
Someone in the chat texted and said, we were promised a Zombieland story. Do you want to do that today?
Oh, yeah. We could talk Zombieland.
Okay. Carter hates Zombieland and all zombie fiction of any kind.
Zombies? Well, okay. Me and Nick were talking about this, though. There's a couple video games that I don't mind.
Well, yeah, but that's not the same. Video games you can do because you've already established you can play a horror
yeah, I'm
video
better.
Game.
Yeah, but some zombie games specifically I can't play still. But there's a couple zombie games I'm okay with.
Like, don't say Plants vs. Zombies.
What's the one with Leon Kennedy?
Oh, Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Well, which one? He's in like 4.
Any of them. I'm fine with Resident
You're
Evil.
You're good with Resident Evil 4?
I didn't like 7 because it made me a little ill, but that was because the people were gross.
7 is...
It was a
7
rough one.
Still gets under
it,
my
like,
skin.
It like kind of made me sick. Anyway.
7 is a high watermark in
that one.
Fright for me.
Left 4 Dead. Specifically when you can play with multiple people.
You
I don't
like
know,
Left 4 Dead?
Don't know why. That one's totally fine.
Well, then you... okay, keep going.
Dead Rising.
Oh yeah, Dead Rising.
The one in the mall. Yeah. I think there's something to be said about like
the one in the mall,
the comedy aspect of like, you know.
Then you should watch. I don't know. You should watch Dawn of the Dead, which is set in a mall.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Are you gonna sneeze again?
I don't know what's wrong with me. Stop. That was the worst noise. Damn it!
Let it go. Just let it go.
I'm trying.
Let it fly. You can sneeze. Just do it that direction and not on your mic.
I'm gonna make this my what?
Your words aren't forming today.
Anyway, I don't like. Okay, so the fear of zombies started with what was it called?
Zombieland. Why? Because your friend.
I was 12 years old.
Right. Okay. This is the story. This is the whole story.
My friend was like, "Oh, we have to watch this movie." I was too young to watch this movie. Like, I don't know if most 12-year-olds wouldn't have been, but I was too young to watch this movie.
I think you were too young to see Zombieland, yes.
And
I was unaware that you were seeing Zombieland.
There was something about the way that it was.
The way that it was?
That made me, like, it just, like, imprinted on my brain in the worst possible way and gave me nightmares for months after seeing this movie.
Yeah.
And I think it just kind of scarred me, and so now I don't like zombies.
Okay, so that was it.
Yep.
But what was... The thing is, you should watch that movie again to wash it.
It was traumatic as hell. I don't want to.
But it's a comedy.
But I don't need to.
It's a comedy.
But I don't need to.
Yeah, but you're not acknowledging what I'm saying.
No one in this world is like, you haven't seen Zombieland. That is a must-see. You cannot leave this planet without seeing that movie.
Well, some people think it is. I'm sure there are people who love that movie. Well, look, the wrong movie, but it's a comedy. It's not a horror movie.
Some people, it is. It's still enough. It's enough.
For a 12-year-old, it was. I'm saying you watch it now at 26.
The thing is,
and you'll have like a different.
Other zombie stuff still sends me into a bit of like a trauma response of like my whole body shuts down and I go into like a panic mode and then I have nightmares. I also have crazy vivid nightmares. I want to make this clear.
Do you really?
My nightmares are horrible.
Why?
I don't know.
So
I tend to avoid the things that cause them. Why?
Okay.
Why?
Do you remember we were in Park City once? I don't know what you were probably in your teens.
Okay.
And Park City's like this. Oh no, we were downtown. That's what it was. We were at a downtown festival or some kind of art festival thing, kind of a fair outdoor, right? And there's food.
Was
and
it
everything.
Like Swiss Days or something?
Something like that. But it wasn't Swiss Days because that would have been back. That would have been down in Midway.
Was it like the farmer's market?
Maybe. But I think it was an art thing, like Salt Lake City Art Festival or something.
Oh, probably like Craft Lake City or something.
Something like that. We were down there. And at one point, it's packed with people, right? People walking everywhere. But at one point, we got to a place where behind us, nobody was coming. So it was just like this vast stretch of street with nobody on it.
Okay.
And I turned to Carter and I go, this looks like a zombie apocalypse over there, where either there are already zombies and everyone's off the street, or they're about to come rushing this direction, and I think it freaked you out.
You remember the panic attack I had in the Las Vegas zombie preparedness store or whatever the hell it was called?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was one of my worst panic attacks.
I forgot. That was 2013 and we went there for Christmas and we went to the zombie preparedness store, which was so stupid.
Zombie something.
The whole
whatever.
Store was
it's all zombie themed. It's silly. It's like these little things that say, oh, whatever.
Bleh. Repellent spray.
It's silly. Like it's silly.
It is silly. They had Max books, Brooks books there.
I like had an World entire panic attack.
Yeah,
not a half panic attack.
She had to leave.
I know. Full on.
Yeah. And
I sat in that parking lot and I had to breathe through it and it was horrible.
I did not make a habit of my parenting to make sure to put my kids in situations where they might have reactions like that. We were never sure why that would happen, but it always did with zombies with you.
It was zombies.
And I can't believe a comedy movie with Bill Murray in it of all people.
I traumatized
Woody Harrelson.
This is the thing. I don't know why, but I'm also okay with never ever seeing a zombie thing ever again. Totally fine with that.
You don't need it.
I don't need it. Why would I need it? It's totally fine.
I'm reading a book right now you would hate, though.
I'm 100% sure of it.
It's about zombies, but it's about the military. And they're all that's left, really. The rest of the world. It's in the billions of undead now.
Gross.
So there's literally this one place called Fortress of Britain, which is basically Britain's the only place that survived in any way. And all the military power has been consolidated there, whatever's left of it. And they're trying to figure out ways to end the apocalypse. And it's really hard. And it's 2 years in and all of America overrun. Nobody's left.
That's nice.
All Walking Dead.
I'm super happy.
So you don't like that stuff.
I'm really happy.
Just conceptually, that stuff rubs you wrong.
It's really nice for you.
Well, Well, now you know the story, everybody.
Yep. We've don't mess it. With me with zombies.
No, don't do it.
Have you ever seen those videos on like TikTok or whatever where some dude will like do full zombie makeup? He has no legs. And so he'll like crawl towards people.
Oh, yeah. How you feel about those?
I would punt that man across a store.
You probably could.
He would not have teeth anymore.
You could punt him. You're strong enough.
Because it would scare the living hell out of me and he would not survive it.
Yeah. Like I've seen... We've seen that. It's like a prank. People who've had limbs removed.
And most people like, oh, they run away. That dude would be stomped.
So you'd actually, because like you punch somebody at the horror house.
It would scare me.
Horror house.
Horror house.
Right? You punch some. We talked about it last week.
We talked about who'd me you punching. Punch? Some kid.
Some guy with a chainsaw or something.
Probably like 17-year-old.
Yeah, Carter's not one to run from a danger. It's
my
just,
fight or flight is definitely fight.
It's fight before
flight. It's kind of a problem because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
And so I tend to avoid situations where that would happen.
Yeah.
But like, I've pushed Nick over when he tried to scare me whenever we were teenagers.
Yeah.
I've like shoved him. I worry about hurting people, but.
Well, you don't want to. You don't want to hurt anyone.
So don't prank me.
No, nobody prank Carter. Trust me.
Your teeth.
You're going to get punted like a paraplegic.
What?
Isn't that what they're called? Oh, amputee is what I meant. Yeah.
Why are you punting paraplegics, people?
I got them mixed up.
Yep.
All right, here's one. If the deer's tongue was a circus peanut, would you then make out with it? That's what somebody in here says.
That's a silly question.
Jordan says, really?
I already said I'd do it for $50.
Yeah, you already explained
that. I'm pretty cheap on that.
Carter really willing to do whatever it takes. Amy says, Carter, I'm with you. I hate zombies. Shaun of the Dead gives me nightmares, but I can play scary games. She sounds like you.
What is that? I wonder if that's like a thing.
You're going to get to meet her.
About scary games stuff. Yeah.
And just because she's a ginger, don't be afraid. Just kidding.
Don't be scared.
I kid. I used to wish, well, I kind of did have red hair.
Yeah,
for a
you're
while.
Kind of, you got ginger jeans.
If I go outside in the sun, the right angle, I have red hair. Even this beard, which
I have a little bit of red hair from you.
Yeah.
It's gotten darker over the years though.
Yeah. So I consider myself part of the club. It's fine.
Although my hair's turning silver.
Let's do, we got time for a couple more.
Yeah.
Would Carter be willing to watch? This is funny. Just after that last one. Would Carter be willing to watch like Shaun of the Dead or Warm Bodies?
No.
Warm Bodies, maybe.
The trailer for Warm Bodies gave me the willies.
Yeah, but Warm Bodies is...
I don't know what it is.
Wasn't
I can't
scary.
Even. I can't even pinpoint.
I know what it is.
What is it?
You don't like the idea of the complete breakdown and downfall of society.
I don't mind
all those
that.
Norms going.
I don't know why, but I don't mind that. I like stuff like Mad Max. I like stuff like what's the one where everyone disappears?
Listen to the dogs. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
They're all howling.
I wonder if they. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
What's the one that has no ears? Who? Is that what you said?
I said where everyone disappears.
Oh, everyone disappears.
No one has ears. The point is, I like post-apocalyptic stuff. I think it's fun and interesting.
Yeah.
Zombies specifically bother me.
Right.
I don't know
so
what it
why?
Is.
So why? What
I
is
don't
it?
Know.
Because I know why.
Like, it's not undead. Skeletons don't scare me.
Yeah, because
vampires.
Skeletons aren't chasing you down.
But you know, like in like games or movies where it's like, oh, it's a skeleton, blah. Then he like fights you. It's like 90% of like the small bad guys in games.
Yeah, because you can beat them easy. I know why.
My
this
point is
why.
That doesn't freak me out.
I know why. Let me tell you why.
It's probably has something to do with gore.
No, here's why. Maybe. But what I think it has to do with is that it is not just the breakdown of society. It is apocalyptic in that way. But it is also this animalistic return to just craziness. It's not, you know, at least in Mad Max, there's some normal people around who are just trying to deal and live and survive.
Yeah, but like a lot of people are nutso.
Yeah, but in zombie apocalypse, none of that. No reasonableness, nobody with anybody, no one with any good ideas on how to take care of each other. It is 100%
there is
animalistic, freak out, bite your head off, let's go.
Deep in my psyche that doesn't like this.
I don't know why
it's
I like
you
it.
In Heights.
Oh, I hate Heights.
Like you Carter. Won't go on merry-go-round, not merry-go-rounds, what are they called? The ones, like the Ferris wheels.
Ferris
you won't
wheel.
Go on Ferris wheels.
It's like a merry-go-round, but on its end.
Yeah, but up.
What'd you make a pop sound like that for?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Look, no, Carter, when we went, so that same trip where he had the freak out inside the zombie store, we went to Hoover Dam and I couldn't go within 5 feet.
Oh yeah, I was
edge.
Like leaning over the
she's
wall.
She's leaning over like it's
I wanted to see.
She's a freak, dude.
I should like being high up. I do not mind heights. I don't like zombies. You like zombies? Not heights. It's fine. We are even.
It's the same person says maybe it's a body horror thing. You think that's it?
I don't know.
Like your guts are out. You're walking around with one leg. You got a.
I can't tell
half because your face is missing.
Some other like body horror stuff doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is.
All right. We still don't know the answer. We don't know.
I don't know what it is.
We may never know. You know? All right. We're gonna do one more, and this is good because we'll end it on a happy animal note. Okay.
All right.
Hi, Scott and Carter. Scott, you were talking earlier about maybe getting a slow bowl for your puppy. We were talking about Rainer because she's been puking lately.
That's because she overdrinks water.
I know, but it's kind of a combo. She eats her food too fast. Lately, she's been pigging out in the morning.
She eats slower than the other dogs.
Yeah, but that's because she's the size of a...
I'm just saying, I think...
pair of scissors.
I think it's the drinking because it's always when she drinks too much water.
Fair point. If you want to try something before getting one, I have some methods we do at our dog daycare. Number one, you can put a tennis ball in the food, put that in the bowl, and they will have to eat around it. Number two, have two bowls. One big, one small.
Also?
One big just, and one small. Yeah. And flip the small one upside down and place inside, and pour food around it. Oh, I see.
Oh, like make it a little fake. Yeah.
Number three, make it a game by getting an old towel and sprinkling the food in and swirling it. like you would if you're tie-dyeing a shirt. That will also stimulate their mind and their sniffer. This is Beffy Dino from Columbus, Ohio.
That might be good for her just in general, but I have a slow feeder bowl from when Ripley was a puppy.
Yeah.
Ripley used to scarf her food, and then I had to like beg her to eat, and now she's normal.
This is her dog, by the way. Look how
cute.
Oh,
puppy!
Yeah, cute, right?
Oh, the little snow nose.
This is at a kissing booth they did with her dog, and her dog is called Sirius Lee.
Sirius Lee?
Sirius Lee, like seriously?
Like, yeah, like seriously?
Yeah, get it?
Like Amanda Hug and Kiss.
There's another one. That's cute.
Oh my gosh.
So people get licked when they go over there?
Puppy.
But what if you get giardia or something?
When you might. I mean, you're paying for it.
Be crapping all over the place just trying to get out of that dog show. thanks, Beffy Dino, for that. And I think that'll do it for today. Fun little time today.
We're both a little out of it.
I'm totally out of it.
I've had a long day.
You know what it is? I've been trying to psych myself up all day about tomorrow's dental appointment. And
you know what's funny? You have a dentist appointment the same time I will be doing a tattoo appointment. So we'll both be in pain, but mine's fun pain.
Yours is voluntary. I want it pain.
Yeah, because it'll have a cute little drawing on my arm after.
For me, it's just something I'd never want to deal with. I freaking hate it. There was a time in my life where I just would have ignored this, would have been better. But I'm also not stupid enough to know. Or I'm not stupid enough, or I'm smart enough to know that if I don't go take care of this, this thing's going to get worse.
Have to pull it out.
Yeah.
Get like a extraction. Brain infection.
Well, I don't know if we have to go that far. That's how the zombie apocalypse started.
That's it.
But in the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. 801-471-0462. You can keep those coming even off air and we'll stack
ask
them up.
Ask us anything.
Anything you want. Any
anything
words.
In the world.
You got stuff to ask. We're here to answer it.
We might have stupid answers, but we'll answer them.
Oh, I even forgot about this one. Oh, I had three others I didn't even get to.
Oh, next time.
You know what? We'll save them for next time.
We could speed run them.
Voldoran, Justin Hall, and this other person.
Speed run. Go.
John Ryan.
Speed run.
I'll do one of them.
Okay.
Hi, Scott and Carter. This is from John Ryan. I've noticed Carter has mentioned a couple of times that anyone can learn to draw. I was just curious if either of you had any suggestions for YouTube channels that does a good job of teaching beginners how to draw, or if either of you would be interested in doing the series. Either way, thanks in advance for any advice.
Where is our series?
This is from John R. in the Discord. He also does my little mashup shorts that I post from different shows.
Cool.
Including this show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we did one for a while ago that was for kids, but really it was just like the basics of drawing.
Yeah.
Don't know where that is.
I don't know where
you,
it is. Either.
You must put it somewhere.
Well, where did we do the... Well, we did our pandemic thing.
That was during the pandemic,
That was
yes.
during the pandemic. Yep. Was that the same one you're yep. talking about?
Yep.
We were talking about doing it again. Maybe we should
we
just do
it. We have talked
about
it. Maybe, maybe.
It's a lot of work.
Some kind of Patreon. Something.
Oh, maybe.
Ooh. Paywall.
What if... this is the part of capitalism Carter is going to embrace. It's the rest of it that's trouble. Yeah, we'll let you know, John. I don't know yet. We'll figure something out. I would like to get back to doing that. It's just like so much going on right now.
I don't
now.
Really know a lot of like YouTube channels that I would like immediately be like, yes, this person's great for beginners. But my main advice is just like draw, just go for it.
Yeah, just sit down and start drawing.
Pretend like you're a little kid again.
Find that. I talked about a book on TMS that's pretty great. It's called 101 Things to Draw.
Oh, yeah, a little prompty book.
Yeah, and it's just like, here's a pine cone. And it has like stages.
There are
and,
generators you know. Online too that where it's like, what to draw generator is all you have to Google and it will give you something to draw.
Also, just found out that Mike Pacholik, you know, he's always sending something cool. He's coming to Vegas.
Oh, yay.
That's awesome. Get to meet that. Maybe I've met him and I just don't know.
You probably have.
I'm terrible with faces and the name matching.
You get in like this zone when you meet people and you're like blind a little bit.
I get face blind. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know why I get that way. It's
social anxiety.
I don't like it. No, sir, I don't.
Probably.
Anyway, so that's the thing coming up. Watch for that. In the meantime, that's going to do it for us. We have a website, frogpants.com/Monday.
Monday.
And if you want to get the show on all your favorite places to download it, it's all up there now. Monday, got approved Monday, on Spotify, Monday. On Apple, on whatever Google does now.
Spotify.
What was the other one? iHeartRadio, I think.
Apple.
Pocket Cast. Apple, yeah. I already said that.
Spotify.
Where were you seconds ago?
I don't know. I was watching Cheetah's fight.
Oh, yeah. That's the other problem with me having video back there.
It's Carter gets so distracted. Distracting. They're so cute.
Anyway, we look forward to doing this again next Monday. By then, I'll have new teeth. Carter will have
a new tattoo.
That's right.
I'll show off. Audio listeners.
Bigger spikes. And
no, these are my biggest spikes, unfortunately.
And probably a couple of Reese's peanut butter cups by then that I'll have purchased and that you'll have then. Anyway, thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Do you like the little laugh I put at the end?
I forgot that you put the laugh at the end.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.